Good morning. I greet you this morning with Psalm 122, verse 1, where it says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning to honor and worship you. You are the God of righteousness and the God of love, the God of creation and the God of salvation. We thank you, Jesus, for all you have given us when you walked on this earth. Thank you for the cross and for your blood shed for the forgiveness of all our sins, for your death and resurrection, for eternal life and freedom. Freedom to follow you and let you be our Redeemer and our Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in us and directs our lives. We ask your presence, your leadership, and your guidance today. Guard us from false doctrine. Help us to serve you today, Lord, with clean hands and pure hearts. Be with those among us who struggle with illness and disease and all of the issues of life that come upon us at various times. Continue to, we ask, to take care of Harold and Otto, Ed and Ann Jansen, Victor Brown. Give them courage and strength and joy to trust in you. Be with and comfort those who mourn. Continue to be with our elderly members. Be with Jennifer Friesen, who is far away from home and family. Be with each one of us, reminding us daily that our future is secure and bright because of the assurance we have in our salvation and our future glory and joy together with you. Bless us as we look into your word. Bless this online worship service, and we ask that you allow us to come together physically again soon. We ask these things in the strong name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day. Let's read Psalm 92, verses 1 to 4. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the work of your hands." It is good to give thanks and praise to the Lord. How I long to be back with you all and sing praises together with great joy and harmony with instruments, praising, thanking, and honoring our great God and Redeemer for all his wondrous works and his loving kindness to us. These four verses capture the joy of worshiping our Lord together. Ephesians 5, verse 19 says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God." Worshiping together is a great joy and blessing. Let's read Psalm 95, 5 to 9. "O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered." The unsaved of this world do not know what we know or understand it. They think us foolish to be worshiping God when there is, quote unquote, fun to be had, when there is business to be done, money to be made and spent. Verse 7 says they flourish, but verses 7 and 9 also say they shall perish and they shall be scattered and destroyed forever. Psalm 68, verse 1 says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him." It would be good if they all could come to faith in Jesus. Okay, let's read verses 10 to 15 of Psalm 92. "But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. There's a bunch of symbolism here. The wild ox represents strength. To be anointed with oil represents God's blessing, and oil also represents the blessing of the Holy Spirit. The palm tree symbolizes beauty and fruitfulness. The cedar of Lebanon symbolizes strength and permanence. These symbols describe us who are planted in God's house, on God's word, by the power of the gospel. Jesus, who redeemed us from destruction through his blood shed on the cross for our redemption, and eternal life given to us by him who lives forever. Jesus has given us the right to be fruitful in old age, and to be fresh and flourishing forever, and to declare that the Lord is upright and awesome. Revelation 19, verses 5 and 6 says, Then a voice came from the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Yes, our God reigns and will reign forever. So let us not give up hope, but stand fast in the faith. Let us continue to pray that the Lord will bring us together again soon. But let's remember to be joyful in the Lord in all things and all situations, because our God reigns. Romans 8, verse 18. For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. And Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.